I'm Graham Pascoe, so I'll be beginning a couple of hours of musical entertainment for you. I'm going to begin with a couple of songs written by the American songwriter Ali Rubel.
Why don't we do this more often?
Why don't we?
Just what we're doing tonight.
What a lovely night.
Gee, but it's great to get together again.
Sure is.
Why does it only happen now and then? We ought to do this more often. Mm-hmm. Don't you agree that I'm right? We make each other laugh. We make each other sing. And you can never, ever overdo a good thing. So, honey, why don't we do this more often?
Oh, you mean
just what we're doing tonight.
A hug and a kiss. Oh, why don't we do this more often?
Mm-hmm.
Just what we're doing tonight.
I'm willing.
Oh, gee, but it's great to get together again. Why does it only happen now and then? Oh, we ought to do this more often.
Yeah.
Don't you agree that I'm right?
I do.
We make each other laugh. We make each other sing. And you can never, ever overdo a good thing. So why don't we do this more often?
Ooh, love it.
Just what we're doing tonight.
Everything all right?
Just fine.
Stepping out with a memory tonight to paint the town the way we used to do. I'll dine at the old cafe where we had so much fun and order cocktails for two instead of the usual. After dark in a hansom through the park, while reminiscing, I'll be kissing you. A lot of folks may think think that I'm crazy. Well, maybe they're right, but I'm stepping out with the memory tonight.
I'm stepping out with a memory tonight, sung by Helen O'Connell with Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra. It was written by Ali Rubel and Herb Madgeson. And Ali Rubel and Chaz Newman sang, or wrote, rather, Why Don't We Do This More Often? It was a recording by Kay Kaiser's orchestra. It was on the Australian Hit Parades in 1943. I played those two recordings because today's the anniversary of the birth of the American songwriter Ali Rubel, in 1905. Before I continue, I'll just let you know some of the artists whom you'll hear during the next almost 50 minutes of my program. Johnny Ray, Louis Armstrong, Doris Day with Les Brown's orchestra, Sophie Tucker, oh, that's going back a bit, and the Andrews Sisters and Don Cherry, just to name a few.
Just walking in the rain, soaking wet, torture in my heart by trying to forget. Just walking in the rain, so alone and blue, all because my heart remembers you. People come to window, they always stare at me, shake their heads in sorrow, saying, who can that fool be? Just walking in the rain, change. Somehow I can't forget.
Just walking in the rain.
Johnny Ray, Just Walking in the Rain. That was a number one hit in Australia in 1956. And perhaps if the weather forecast is correct, we might have an opportunity to walk in the rain in the next day or two. Next two songs were written by Arthur Johnson. I'll tell you more about them in a moment. But one was from a movie sung by Bing Crosby, and the other was not, very definitely not a movie.
Every time we're from heaven. Don't you know if clouds contain pennies from heaven, you find your fortune sunshine and flowers. Don't you know the things you love, they must have showers. And when you hear the thunder, don't run under pennies from heaven for you.
Pennies from Heaven. That was sung by Louis Armstrong and his All-Stars in 1947. Very impressive lineup. Louis, of course, sang and played the trumpet. Bobby Hackett played the cornet and Jack Teagarden the trombone. And the song written by Arthur Johnson and Johnny Burke and sung by Bing Crosby in a film of that name. The song was nominated unsuccessfully for the Best Film Song for the year. Now, Arthur Johnson and Sam Coslow collaborated in the early 30s to write the song that you're going to hear now, but I would imagine that they would never have dreamed that they would hear this version of it.
Someone sharing a delight, chat, this and that, and cocktails for two. as we enjoy a cigarette to some exquisite chansonnette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette with cocktails for two. My head may go reeling, but my heart will be obedient with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most any afternoon at five, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete the plan that all began any afternoon at five. We'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails
That was Spike Jones and his City Slickers recording of Cocktails for Two, written by Arthur Johnson and Sam Coslow. And that recording was a hit in Australia back in 1944.
And I calculate I'm worth my weight in golden rods. Lucky, lucky me, I can live in luxury. For I've got a pocket full of dreams.
I've Got a Pocket Full of Dreams. That was introduced by Bing Crosby in a 1940 film called Sing You Sinners. It was written by James Monaco and Johnny Burke. Johnny Burke, five of his songs were nominated for Oscars, including Pennies from Heaven, which you've just heard, and I don't think that particular song was I've Got a Pocket Full of Dreams. Eddie Howard sang it with Dick Jurgens' orchestra.
There's not a hair where his pompadour once was. All that is remaining is a mitsy bitsy fuzz. But there's a gay feather in his cap. 50-year-old papa wants his mama on his lap. I want my mama. I want my mama. Although he bends for her papa, she's quite a nifty. He's over 50, but he won't own a bat. He's grown up, so he cries, mama, mama, I want my mama. I want my mama. And he can count on his mama to lullaby him, to pacify him, and give him kisses when he cries, mama, 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 yo quiero. Mama, yo quiero. Mama, yo quiero. Oh, mama. Edda chupeta. Edda chupeta. Edda chupeta. Pro babana jorara. Mama, 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 yo quiero. Mama, yo quiero. Mama, yo quiero. Oh, mama. Edda chupeta. Edda chupeta. Edda chupeta. Pro babana jorara. Mama, mama, I want my mama.
Mama.
I want my mama.
Mama.
Although he'd pass for her papa, she's quite a nifty. He's over 50, but he won't own a bat. He's grown up, so he cries, mama, mama, I want my mama.
Mama.
I want my mama.
Mama.
And he can count on his mama to lullaby him, to pacify him, and give him kisses when he cries, mama, mama, bang. Mama, mama, you'll always hear him cry, mama, I want my mama. And he can count on his mama to lullaby him, to pacify him, and give him kisses when he cries, mama, mama.
I Want My Mama, sung by the Andrews Sisters, was introduced in a New York review titled Earl Carroll's Vanities in 1990.
Of country folk. The laddie told the girlie he must go away, and her little heart with grief most broke. She said, you know I love you, honey, I love you best of all. You darling, don't you go away. Just as he went to go, it grieved the girlie so. These words he heard her say. Some of these days, you'll miss me, honey. Gonna be so lonely. You You're gonna miss my kissing. You're gonna miss me, honey, when I'm far away. Said I feel so lonely for you only. Cause you know, honey, you've had your way. And when you leave me, you know it's gonna grieve me. Gonna miss your big fat mama. Your mama. Mama these days.
Bill is the last of the Red Hot Mamas. That was Sophie Tucker. Some of These Days. It was recorded by Sophie Tucker in 1929. The song had been written back in 1910 by Shelton Brooks. I played that one because Saturday was the anniversary of the birth of Sophie Tucker in 1884. That was I'm Making Believe, written by James Monaco and Mac Gordon. The Inkspots and Ella Fitzgerald had success with that recording in Australia in 1946. The recording that I played was by Doris Day with with Les Brown's orchestra. And that was another Oscar-nominated song. It's about 29 minutes? No. 24 minutes to 10 o'clock. I'm Graham Pesco. The program is Morning Music.
How glad the many millions of Annabelles and Lillians would be to capture me. But you had such persistence, you wore down my resistance. I fell, and it was swell. I'm your big and brave and handsome Romeo. How I won you, I shall never, never know. It's not that I'm attractive, but oh my heart. I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie. All the day and night time, hear me sigh. I never had the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion. could you coo? Could you care for a lovely cottage? We could share the world, we'll pardon my much. Cause I have got a crush, my baby. That I could fall with so much emotion. Could you coo? Could you care for a lovely cottage? We could share the world, we'll pardon my much. Cause I have got a crush, my baby.
Romantic ballads written by George and Ira Gershwin for a 1930 New York show called Strike Up the Band. The first was I've Got a Crush on You. That was sung by Anthony Warlow with the Victorian Philharmonic Orchestra. And The Man I Love, also sung by an Australian singer, this time Grace Knight. Here's the title song from that production.
Thank you. the drums roll out, let the trumpet call, while the people shout, strike up the band. Hear the cymbals ring, calling one and all to the marshal swing, strike up the band. There is work to be done, to be done. There's a war to be won, to be won. Come, you son of a gun, take your stand. All in line, yea, a bow. Come along, let's go.
The title song from Strike Up the Band was sung by Ella Fitzgerald with Nelson Riddle's Orchestra, and that was a recording from the 1950s.
I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. Along with the sunshine, there's gotta be a little rain sometime. Now when you tip, you gotta give, so live and let live or let go. Oh, oh, my, my, I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like new diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on clumps of clover. So you better think it over. If sweet talking you will make it come true, I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. But what would it matter? So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. Along with the sunshine, there's gotta be a little rain sometime. Now when you take, you gotta give, so live and let live or let go. Oh, oh, my, my, I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it takes to hold you, girl, I'd sooner let you go. Cause there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap, still water runs deep, and there won't always be that someone there to pull you out. Hey, can you dig what I'm talking about? So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. Along with the sunshine, there's gotta be a little rain sometime. Now when you take, you gotta give some.
I never promised you a rose garden. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden.
I Never Promised You a Rose Garden, recorded by Frankie Davidson in the Silverwood Studios in Sydney.
I could cry salty tears. Where have I been? Little wow, tell me now, how long has this been going on? There were chills up my spine, and some thrills I can't define. Listen, sweet, I repeat, how long has this been going on? Oh, I feel that I could melt into heaven. I'm hurled. I know how Columbus felt, finding another world. Kiss me once, then once more. What a dunce I was before. What a break, for heaven's sake. How long has this been going on?
What a break,
For heaven's sake, how long has this been going on?
How long has this been going on? Another song written by the Gershwin Brothers, this time for a 1928 New York production called Rosalie. And I play a recording of the song by Rosemary Clooney, made in 1979. Last night, as usual, I listened to Jeff Cox's program on 2MCFM. Here it comes again, between 8 and 10. Last night, Jeff's program comprised a tribute to Ethel Merman, the great American singer. And I heard Jeff recordings of Ethel Merman singing with Ray Bolger, probably not very well known in Australia, Ray Bolger, but a well-known American actor and singer, particularly on stage and in film. In The Wizard of Oz, Ray Bolger played the Scarecrow. Here he is singing Once in Love with Amy.
I caught you, sir, having a look at her as she went strolling by. Now didn't your heart go boom, 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 boom? Now didn't you sigh? I warn you, sir, never to dream of her. Just bid such thoughts be gone, or it'll be boom, 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 boom. From then on, for once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever fascinated by her, set your heart afire to stay. Once you're kissed by Amy, tear up your list, it's Amy. Ply her with bonbons, poetry and flowers, moon a million hours away. You might be quite the fickle-hearted rover, so carefree and bold, who loves a girl and later thinks it over, then just quits cold. I'm at once in love with Amy.
Frank Lesser's Once in Love with Amy, sung by Ray Bolger.
The sun contains whole vitamin D. Now vitamin D's all right with me. I'm here to say, need vitamin love. No vitamin love with that doggone sun up above. I don't care if the sun don't shine, I get my loving in the evening time when I'm with my baby. It's no fun with the sun around, but I get going when the sun goes down and I meet my baby. That's when we kiss and kiss and kiss, and then we kiss some more. Don't ask how many times we kiss at a time like this. Who keeps score? So I don't care if the sun don't shine, I'll get my loving in the evening time when I'm with my baby. we kiss and kiss and kiss, and then we kiss some more. Don't ask how many times we kiss at a time like this. Who keeps score? So I don't care if the sun don't shine. I'll get my loving in the evening time when I'm with my baby.
I Don't Care If the Sun Don't Shine, written by Mac David, sung by Don Cherry with Ray Conniff's orchestra. The song was a hit in 1950 in Australia for Patti Page and also for Tony Martin. I'll be back after the news with more music to entertain you.